Hipster.
FM. World Cup day two today, and there's three games on. This is more like it. We've got Egypt against Uruguay, the 1 o'clock kickoff. Then it's Morocco against Iran at three. And the big one tonight, Portugal against Spain, 7 o'clock. But I think that one's too obvious to focus on.
Yeah, because it's probably the biggest game of the day. But every day in the World Cup, we are focusing on one team that's playing that day. So which game are we going for?
Well, I've always been fascinated and I've always wanted to go to Egypt.
Oh, so you're thinking Egypt, Uruguay.
Egypt, Uruguay. Love. I would love to go to Egypt. I know many friends have gone before. I've never been. It's got a population of 84 million. And did you know, on average, only an inch of rain falls in Egypt per year?
No way.
Per year?
Really?
Whoa. It's extremely dry, and of course it's the home of the Sahara Desert. And ancient Egyptians, for them, bread was the most important food, and beer was their favourite drink.
That sounds like the perfect combination right there.
Brewers were even held in so high regard that they had little statues made of them, and they were placed next to the deceased, so they would have plenty of beer in the next world.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Love that. And I love this. This is the number one song in Egypt right now.
Sounds like Ed Sheeran.
And you try to leave when I need you the most.
Oh, yeah. The smooth tones of Leon Bridges.
Sometimes I wonder what we're holding on for.
It's called Misses. I've got a feeling Egypt are ahead of us in the music world.
Yeah.
Bet this will be a hit next year in the UK. Leon Bridges. Now, I was super surprised, and I don't mean that in a patronising way, Claire, but you've got the knowledge now.
I do. You don't believe me when I say I know a little bit. I don't mind football.
You probably know what you're talking about, so I defer to you, Claire. Egypt, Uruguay, what are your thoughts?
Well, Egypt, here's the thing. Who's their star player?
The one, the only, Mo Salah from Liverpool.
Yep, and he was injured, so we're not 100% sure whether he's actually going to... I think they might struggle without Salah for the first couple of games. Hopefully he's going to make it back for like the last couple in the group stages. He was amazing for Liverpool. That's your team as well, so you know this already.
Yeah, he's so, the best.
Yeah.
I hope they meet Spain if they get through to the next round, and then they might clash with Sergio Ramos again. But Claire, you're talking a lot of sense again. You know all about this.
I know. Honestly, just go with it.
TFM.